98.1 FM, W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A senior defense official in Bahrain tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell that the U.S. has struck 10 unmanned drones in western Yemen that were preparing to launch. The Biden administration blames a coalition of militant groups for the recent drone attack that killed three American service members in Jordan. CBS's Linda Kenyon at the White House.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Kataib Hezbollah wasn't the sole proprietor.
We believe that the attack in Jordan was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kataib Hezbollah.
Shortly after President Biden warned of a response, Kataib Hezbollah announced it would suspend its attacks. Admiral Kirby said the U.S. will still respond on its own time.
Social media CEOs are grilled by the Senate Judiciary Committee over online child safety. Senators accuse the platforms of not doing enough to protect children. Discord founder and CEO Jason Citron.
Just like with all technology and tools, there are people who exploit and abuse our platforms for immoral and illegal purposes.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur says Congress has held similar hearings in past years.
No matter what came out of these hearings, it is still worth noting that the European Union has done far more to protect people's privacy and to ensure online safety than the U.S. government has been able to do so far.
An atmospheric river moves into Oregon and south into Northern California. Flood watches have been issued in California amid heavy rain and with heavy snow possible in higher elevations. A second atmospheric river is expected this weekend. A large new study ties contaminated drinking water at North Carolina's Camp Lejeune Marine Corps base to an expanded range of cancers. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Mark Partain and his family lived on the base when he was young. He now has male breast cancer.
There's over 130 men that I know of that have the single commonality of exposure to the contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune and male breast cancer.
A new study found military personnel and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune from 1975 to 1985 had at least a 20% higher risk for a number of cancers, including of the lung, throat, breast, esophagus, and thyroid. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve leaves its key policy rate unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5%, and it's not rushing to cut rates. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed is saying we got to keep rates high enough, want to get that inflation rate down. We don't want to keep them high for too long. We don't want to cause a recession and job losses.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers's veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks face the Trailblazers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks continue their Western road trip tonight in Portland. New head coach Doc Rivers asked, with a team like Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Damian Lillard, and Giannis, are they coachable and willing to listen to him?
Oh, they're great. They're very coachable. But that won't be a problem with this group.
College hoops, Marquette with a win over Villanova. Final score 85-80 in favor of Marquette. Next, they play Georgetown this Saturday. NFL, Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark invited to the Pro Bowl in Orlando. Baseball, the Brewers just 2 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting to Arizona. Reese Hoskins added to the roster at first base in free agency. General manager Matt Arnold on adding Hoskins to the lineup.
You know, we've been able to catch the ball, I think, and pitch for many years, and continue to add bats like Reese into the middle of our lineup is something that we're thrilled to have.
That's the Brewers, Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
For tonight, cloud cover increasing, some areas of fog and low temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more clouds than sun, highs in the low 40s. On Friday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, upper 30s for a high, sun's back for the weekend and low 40s. Currently, it's 37.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Thanks for joining me. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live, statewide, all over our great state of Wisconsin, from the City Deck Studios, City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. Gorgeous night. As always, so much to talk about. Sometimes you try to put a show together and you don't even know what to focus on because there's so much going on. There's conspiracy theories everywhere. Lots of good TV. Crazy news stories happening. And you just kind of don't know where to start. So we'll just jump right in. I have a really fun show for you guys tonight. My guests are Kristen Lyerly. She is an OBGYN, civic media personality, and all-around smart person. That's just how I define her. I don't know how she's like can talk about just about anything. And she's always fun to have on the show. She was here a couple weeks ago. We had a great time. And she'll be here shortly, probably about 8:30 or so. And then in the second hour, I have a young up-and-coming filmmaker called Nathan Sill. And he made a movie called Afterglow about parkour and kind of the consequences and the health benefits you get from it. And it premiered recently at the Beloit Film Festival. So Nathan is in studio. Kristen is in studio. The studio is packed tonight. It's so crowded. And we've got live guests, which I always like. Conrad is here tonight taking your texts and calls.
Correct.
Isn't that right?
I am here.
And we have a movie to discuss that you saw. We'll get to that in a few minutes, too.
Yes.
Very, very interesting film that we will... I'll get a thumbs up or thumbs down from Conrad on that. My thumbs are kind of right. They're sort of horizontal. I'm not sure. Still not sure what to make of that film. But we'd love to hear from you, as always, folks, throughout the course of the show. We love hearing from listeners what you're watching, what we're talking about, chiming in on our question of the day, which... I might as well just go ahead and say it. Our question tonight, okay, today is National Hot Chocolate Day. It's National Backwards Day, and it's Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. So I kind of had several different questions I was pondering for tonight, and then Conrad said, well, it's Backwards Day. Why don't we have people ask us a question? So I think that's a great idea. So that's our question tonight. It's not a question. It's a challenge. We want to hear from you. What is your question for me? You can also ask Conrad a question. But let us know. We're game. We are open books. We will answer your questions. I'm sure you're very curious about both of us. And you can text those questions to 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or if you're into this whole thing, 844-96-PARTY. You can also text on the Civic Media app. It's so easy. You just open up the app. You can click on any of the stations and listen to the show because we're statewide. And then there's a little icon where you can just click text, and they make it really easy. And we'll get your questions, and we'll read them on the air. So that's kind of a different thing we're doing here at Nightlight. We should probably call the show Light Night tonight. We should probably air it this morning. But we can't get too crazy. Mino and the mayor are here in the morning, and they need a lot of space. So got some birthdays today, too. Jonathan Banks. This is interesting. This guy, he was in like a condom ad in the 50s as a teenager. And I don't know what happened like to Jonathan Banks between then and when he was on Breaking Bad. But he ended up having a really cool run and just kind of cashed in as an actor later in life. He played Mike on Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad. I can never pronounce his last name. It's like Truniment or something like that, his character on the show. But just kind of a badass, and he's great on the show. So he turns, what does he turn today? I think he's like 77 or something. But he plays a tough guy in everything. And even though he's 77, and he was probably like 70 when they started shooting Saul, or maybe 65 with Breaking Bad, he just comes across as a guy you don't want to mess with. He's that guy, that classic guy in a movie where the young tough guy is going to call him Gramps, and he's just going to flatten him. That's Jonathan Banks. Jackie Robinson, it's his birthday today. He passed away in 72. This is Jackie Robinson's birthday. And Justin Timberlake turns 43. Do you know a lot of Justin Timberlake's music, Conrad?
I mean, yeah, I don't generally just go and listen to it, but if it's on, I won't turn it off.
Oh, okay.
And I got to say, with Jackie Robinson, one of my favorite sports movies ever was 42.
42 was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's look that up. 42 is a great movie. And yeah, who's the star of that again? Do you remember that? He was the guy in Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, he was in
Black Panther.
Too. Black Panther, yeah.
Yeah.
And he played Jackie Robinson, and he was great. That's a great great movie. Great sports movie. Did we do a thing on sports movies already? I think we did a few weeks ago. Or was it just music?
Oh, no, it was your favorite sports song.
That's right. Well, one of these days we'll have to do a favorite sports movie, because we were talking about Hoosiers last night, and that kind of got me in the mood for sports movies. Okay, anyway, and then shows on this day. This is like an anniversary for Family Guy, which dropped in 1999. Do you like Family Guy? Is it too crude? Is it not crude enough? Let us know. We'd love to hear what you think. Key and Peele premiered in 2012. That's hard to believe. Like, they've come so far. Like, both of those guys, Key and Peele, have had incredible careers. And Jordan Peele is like Oscar nominated for a couple films. So that blew me away when I found out they just debuted their show like a little over 10 years ago. And then the Wonder Years in 1988, this day, the Wonder Years was broadcast to America, a heartwarming show. You can weigh in on that too. Let us know. 844-967-2789. And let us know, ask us anything tonight. It's Backwards Day. We are taking your questions. We are not putting a question out to people tonight. We are hoping that you guys ask us questions. That's risky, Conrad. We might not get any. People might not care. They're like, you know what? We like the show, but we really don't want to ask you a question. And having said that, we've already got one text. Okay, so from the 608, Rico from Rock County says, hey, as far as backwards, only recently I've noticed the USA flag displayed backwards, stars on the right. I never noticed this before. Huh. I don't know what to tell you. It's probably some kind of protest thing, right? I'm sure it's some kind of protest thing. Conrad, do you know how many stars there are on the flag?
There's still
a little civics lesson.
There's 50.
I don't know, Rico. That's a good question. I'm sure it's some kind of protest, though, but that's a good question. We'll answer anything. You got questions about America, sports, entertainment, the Oxford comma, fire away. So as I mentioned, Jonathan Banks turned 77 today. We have a clip. This is Jonathan Banks from Better Call Saul. just an example of his work. He's so great. As I said, he found fame later in life. Let's play the clip, Conrad.
You want me to rob another truck? If you feel so inclined. I'm done with that.
Then our business here is finished.
That's it.
That's it.
No more tracker. No more your minions following me. Just like that.
Just like that. Of course. I trust that you are done with Hector Salamanca. Goodbye, Mr. Ermentrout.
Wait. You want his trucks hit because you want to disrupt his supply line. Hector's your competition.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm not done with Hector Salamanca.
That's Jonathan Banks in Better Call Saul. In a scene with Giancarlo Esposito, who plays Gus Fring. Just like whenever I see guys trying to stare down other tough guys in movies and they just are surrounded by other tough guys and they look them right in the face and say exactly what they don't want to hear to the other character, I'm always like, I would just say whatever he wanted to hear to get out of there alive and then maybe do what I wanted to do later. But that's crazy. But that's Jonathan Banks. He turns 77 today.
Pete, we actually got a caller in.
Got a call?
Yeah, from Mike Clemens.
Hey, nice. Put Mike through. It's always good to talk to Mike. Is that our Mike Clemens or a different Mike Clemens? Hey, Mike. It is our Mike Clemens.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good. On this day in history, January 31st, 2024, this evening, the Green Bay Packers announced they've hired a new defensive coordinator.
I saw that in the news.
Jeff?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jeff Hafley. 44 years old, grew up in New Jersey, played receiver in high school and small colleges, 11 years of defensive back coaching in college, including a stop at Pitt and Rutgers. Then he got into the NFL, where he's a defensive back coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, then a couple years with the Browns, and then one or two with the 49ers. After a coaching change there, then he became the co-defensive coordinator at Ohio State University, where he built a great reputation of being a good recruiter, and that helped him get into Boston College, where he's been the head coach at Boston College the last 4 years. He was actually hired in December of 2019, and the Boston College running back, A.J. Dillon, had just finished a great season, although they fired his head coach, decided to throw him his name into the draft, and he got picked up in the second round by the Packers. So, you know, he barely, you know, walked past the hallway from this new coach. But he's been there, and he's managed to get the Boston College Eagles back into a bowl game 3 of the 4 years he's been there. But okay. I like the hire from a standpoint of you've got such a young team, and here's a guy who clearly knows about the bridge between, you know, college football players and young players in the NFL. But
yeah,
that's a new defensive coordinator.
Was this expect? You're happy with it, Mike, but and we got to go to a break in just a short time here. But was this expected, or is he kind of a dark horse candidate?
He was not. He was not on the list.
Okay.
He was not on the. And you know what that means is those 6 or 7 other guys that they've been talking about on a list of people that had interviewed with the Packers or were set to talk to Matt LaFleur, those are agents. So one thing already in this guy's favor is his agent kept his mouth shut, which is the way the Packers.
Mike, can you hang so, for a short time? Can you hang through a break?
I got to get going. Okay. I just wanted to get you that bulletin.
All right. Thanks, Mike. We got to get to a break. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. When I'm getting you close, when we move, well, you already know. So just imagine.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Mike Clemens weighing in, telling us a little bit about the Packers' new defensive coordinator. Conrad, you're a sports guy. What do you think of that hire?
I think it's good. We got a DB coach. He's not really anything like Joe Barry, so I'm excited to see what can go on.
Okay. Yeah, always great to hear from Mike. One of the hardest working guys in sports. That's so cool. So let's get to, okay, so Family Guy dropped on this day, Conrad. Let's play one of our family. Let's play the redneck clip. This is Peter Griffin. In my opinion, one of the funniest characters on TV. I don't think Family Guy could exist without The Simpsons. My true love is The Simpsons when it comes to animated series. But this has been a long-running show, too. 25, 26 years now. And this is Peter Griffin and classic Family Guy. Go ahead, Conrad.
Peter, what the hell are you doing with a pickup truck?
Wait, let me guess. This is because of the Redneck Comedy Festival, isn't it?
Oh, that dog of mine.
We now return to Carl Sagan's Cosmos, edited for Rednecks.
I'm Carl Sagan. Just how old is our planet? Scientists believe it's 4 billion...
Hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Scientists have determined that the universe was created by a...
God.
Big Bang. If you look at the bones of a
Jesus,
Nosaurus Rex, it's clear by the use of carbon dating that
Mountain Dew is the best soda ever made.
Peter, do we have to watch this?
This is what rednecks watch, Brian.
Peter, that's disgusting. Here, spit in this cup instead.
Oh, there's my apple juice.
Stewie, wait, don't.
Where's my money? You gonna give me the money?
Never mind.
That's funny. There's a scene in that same episode where Peter's got this pickup truck and he drops Quagmire off the plane and Quagmire's about to take off and he sees them putting fuel on the plane. So Peter decides that if he can use that fuel in his pickup truck, it should be able to fly like a jet. It's just this is a very funny episode. So we've also got Key and Peele, Conrad, and we'll get to Key and Peele. They're great. But I need to ask you, you told me last night, recently on the show, we've talked about the film Saltburn. Kind of controversial. I mean, not horribly controversial, but people either like it or they don't. I was interested by it. I didn't turn it off. I didn't know where it was going and knew very little about it when I turned it on. And I stuck with it. And some of the scenes that were kind of weird, I went with, and I was like, okay. But most of the people I've talked to since then have said they didn't like that it seemed to be going for shock value. So I just want to ask Conrad, because you're kind of a casual observer. You seem like you're watching more movies lately, Conrad. What did you think of Saltburn?
I don't even know where to begin. All I know is I remember feeling very, very uncomfortable during the whole movie. Just even the start, like the guy's just staring at this guy like repeatedly, like
longingly.
And I'm just like, well, I'm confused what's going on. And then later in the movie, especially that bathtub scene, I almost turned it off. I was like, what did I just watch? But I was like, I gotta see how this ends. And
you know what, I almost turned it off too, but I decided, just face it, I went and poured a glass of milk and finished the movie. No, I'm the same way. I hadn't gotten to the bathtub scene yet. My son and I were watching it. He's 23. And my daughter comes out, who's 18, and she goes, what is this? I said, Saltburn. And she sees everything on social media. And she says to me, have you seen the bathtub scene yet? I'm like, no, what the heck? And then the bathtub scene is deceptive, if you remember, Conrad, because it's the guy looking at the other guy, kind of peeking on him, taking a bath.
Yeah.
And he's doing something, and it's weird, and it's like, okay, but we've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That didn't shock me. And I didn't realize, oh, it gets worse.
It's so much worse.
Yeah. So they've taken bathtub movie scenes a step farther. So overall, how many stars would you give that film, if any?
You know, I'm a very adamant comedy watcher.
Yeah.
So I give that one like a, out of five stars, like a 2.5.
Okay.
It had an interesting story, which, you know, I kept watching it. So.
Yeah. It had, you gave it 2.5 without the bathtub scene. It'd be about a one star though. That gave it a star and a half for you. Rico chimed in again from the 608. When I lived in Big Bend, Wisconsin, I never heard of that. Everybody would gather weekly for the Family Guy show. Talk about fun. Yeah, that does sound like fun. We gathered at the bar. I forgot to say that. So cocktails and Family Guy. Boy, you can't go wrong with that. It's fun when you make something an event like that, you know. And this is weird. I'm going way back here, like to my old neighborhood. When I was a kid in Chicago, the older kids in the neighborhood, I just wanted to fit in with. They used to watch Donnie and Marie. That was like a Friday night variety show, the Osmonds. And they all had a crush on Marie Osmond. They were like, I don't know, these dudes that were like 13, 14, whatever. I was like 7, just trying to fit in. And it was crazy, but there would be like 20 guys in there watching the Osmonds. I look back on that, and it's so strange to me. I never would watch a variety show when I was that age. Like, times just change, I think. When I was 13 and 14, I was planning sleepovers with friends of mine who had HBO so we could see nudity. We weren't watching the Osmonds. We were rebels. We were just looking for bathtub scenes. This is also National Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Conrad, what's your favorite art form?
Graphic design.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Have you studied that or?
When I was at the University of Milwaukee, I took some classes in graphic design, and I really enjoyed it.
That's cool. My daughter, you know, when kids go to school, they come home with these things, these art projects, and she drew a picture of a clam, and she told me that. And it was like a pearl in the clam, and the clam was open, and the backdrop, it looked like a scene out of SpongeBob, like a still photo from SpongeBob. And I said, oh, honey, that's beautiful. That's great. You know, she's like, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. Well, you get the stuff back 2 months later. We ordered, you know, like a keychain, a coffee cup, a mouse pad with this picture on it. And for the life of me, I could not remember what the heck it was. And I couldn't tell from the picture. And then she comes up and she goes, isn't it great, Dad? Do you like it? I go, oh, this is great. This is my new mouse pad. I love it. She starts talking about the picture she drew in detail. And I'm BSing my way through it. I have no idea what the heck this thing is. So she's gotten better. But I didn't know that you were a graphic designer, Conrad. That's pretty cool. We'll have to make use of that on the show. So tonight we are taking questions from you, the listeners. And you can text them to us at 844-967-2789. And it's because it's backwards day, so we're doing everything backwards. This is Light Night with Schwabba Pete. And in just a few minutes, folks, Kristen Lyerly will be here. Nathan Sill is coming up in the second part of the hour to talk about, or in the second hour to talk about his new film, Afterglow, which just premiered or is premiering at the Beloit Film Festival. So really cool looking film and a really cool young filmmaker that we'll talk to. But first, Kristen Lyerly is coming up. She is always fun to talk to, and she's going to be telling us what we should do with our lives. So we need to listen. This is Pete Schwabba and Light Night on the Civic Media Radio Network. I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, making love to me. I believe in miracles. Where are you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
CBS News Brief. A senior defense official in Bahrain tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell that the U.S. has struck 10 unmanned drones in western Yemen that were preparing to launch. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. response to the deadly Jordan drone strike won't be a one-off.
We will have to do, we will do what we need to do to make sure that those responsible are held properly accountable.
At a Senate hearing on online child safety, a dramatic scene when GOP Senator Josh Hawley asked Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg if he would like to apologize to the families for what his product has done. Zuckerberg turned to the gallery.
This is why we invested so much and are going to continue doing industry-leading efforts to make sure that no one has to go through the types of things that your families have had to suffer.